Blog Talk Radio.
Drum, please.
A bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. The cool, the dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Yeah, what's up with it, man? I already know what it is, your boy, Mr. AK. I already know what we do. Y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what y'all tuning in to. It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, Top 10 Countdown, man. I play the 10 hottest songs that y'all voted for this week. Now, y'all already know it's been going down. And if anybody heard my intro song, yes, I did play Summertime by Will Smith. And yes, I know it's like 35, 20 degrees if you in the shower. You know what I'm saying? But don't worry about it, man. We still got y'all, man. We still gonna have fun, man. We still doing what we do. Y'all already know, man. Tomorrow, we already know what's going down. Y'all already know what it is. It's the first annual, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness and Hip Hop Party. You know. And that's where I will be at from 5 to 9 at the Beauty Bar. And it's 1440. West Chicago Ave. You know what I'm saying? So definitely come out and definitely come kick it with me and everybody else that's going to be there. But it's not even about me, man. You know what? It's not about me. Like I said, it's 1444 West Chicago Ave. I got it right. All right. Because I know somebody going to call me probably say I got it wrong. But anyway, it's all good. It's the first annual Breast Cancer Awareness Hip Hop Party. All right. So hosted by my boy Hot Hands. Shout out to my man Hot Hands, always doing it what he do. The WIME National Breast Cancer Organization. It's $10 admission all night. All admission will be going to breast cancer, the WIME National Breast Cancer Organization. So your money is going to something good, all right? Come kick with us from 5 till 9, man. We'll be in there doing the big, having a lot of fun. Come out and just, not only just, you know, kick it, have fun, but come out there and get and ask questions about breast cancer and other things of that sort in that area. Because, like I said, a lot of times a lot of people do not ask the questions need to be asked. They ask the other questions. Like I said, man, it's a great event. I am, like, really blessed and honored even to be a part of this event. I honestly do want to tell y'all that you know, I'm glad that they, you know, chose me to do my, allow me to do my radio show from there tomorrow. So I really do appreciate that I will be getting the chance to do my radio show from there and support and be a part of a great cause, man. Not just, you know, doing me and, you know, giving people more awareness about breast cancer and everything else like that. That is, like, you know what I'm saying, the reason why, you know, this thing's going on. Plus, my sister, Snea, it's going to be her birthday party. Even though her birthday on Sunday, I don't care. I'm be seeing her birthday all week. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I did get a birthday card. Yes, I did. It's going to be freaking hilarious. Don't even worry about it. I mean, like I said, come on, support, man. Have fun, man. We're going to do what we do. And like I said, that's like one thing I got going on. And I told people I did have a big announcement. But I'm not going to get into that just yet, man. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do what I'm always doing on my radio show is give y'all this countdown. Because, you know, this is what y'all like. This is what y'all love. The OG Radio, man. And this is what we get done. We get stuff done over here, man. And we get stuff cracking. And we make sure everybody on our show has fun, get their play, get their experience, and everything like that. But I just appreciate all the artists sending me their music, man. Because a lot of times, you know, the people don't know you. They don't want to see the music. They think it's a whole big thing going through. Like I said, man, when you come out here Saturday, man, don't, you know, stop by. Holler at your boy. I'm giving out free, and I'm giving out interviews all the whole time that I'm at the party, man. So definitely come out and kick it with me. Support a great cause. And like I said, man, just come out and get more awareness on breast cancer, man, so, you know, you can know the symptoms and what to look for if you feel like something's wrong, you know. So right now, I'm going to get into the number 10 joint, my girl Kiki Valentine with Astronomical. Y'all check it out, your boy Mr. AK, OG Radio. Let's go.
Astronomical. Right now I'm an asteroid. Soon I'll be a tanned bed, smoking about 10 cops in the room. I've now got the top like on that Halo shit, but I'm sure as hell not Beyonce. And please don't call me Jesus, Jesus. But the way now go when the stars of the flow, these dudes don't have a seizure. And the dudes don't have amnesia. Forgot where they put their wifey. Well, I'm coming out of Jags with a feeling. Class, class, yo, no killing needs, unlikely. Kiki D, there's no one like me. Just came back from Miami life. Cause I got more power than the Avatar. You can call me that binary type. I'm a supernova, that's ladylike. Better go grab my Armani. Please don't forget my Mac. My band loud like a Mirachi. These hoes can barely function. Cause they saw me in Atlanta with my white girl and a fucking new love in London, London, London. Like, so, I mean, like, innovative. Like, she's just so, I love her. Like, I download all of her songs. Like, over here in the UK, like, we love
her. Hey, hey, man, it's your boy Residue, man. Kiki Valentine. Hey, y'all better watch out, man, cause she finna throw some bows at y'all, you feel me? Best female rapper.
Hey, man, get the fuck out of here, man. If you ain't fucking with Kiki V, I don't know what the fuck you doing, man. You need to get the fuck out of here, man, for real.
Fellow Americans, this is Barack Obama. Now, if you're not listening to Kiki Val, then I don't know what you're doing. Michelle, can you pass me that CD? Thank you. God bless America.
F.O.E. Red.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to nigga, I was hustling on the block. Pack ghetto mode, don't play me never so. Nigga, what else? I was out here on the grind, money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, what else? I done bust a nigga broad, showed her how to ball, and he ain't learned at all. Nigga, what else? So it's fucking when I see him, deuces to the BM, feel my team grasping all.
Oh,
no,
nigga, on exit, no, I fuck, then I exit, ho. Y'all chase periods, me, I chase decimals. Fat St. Jeffers show, nigga, I'm the next to blow. He ain't hold it when he had it, fuck it, then I am the GOAT. Bitch, that sex get in tune, sheets out cuddle, give me room. Know how I treat a bag of fucker, flee a passer to the goon. Swagger stupid, yeah, she know it's probably why I hit so focused. Money on my mind, so okay, whatever. Chill, roll it, cush, roll, just lit, zoned out, just hit. Broke is a joke, say my name. Architect, that's me. Blueprint, FOE. Guaranteed to bring the heat. FNF, fucking fleet. If I stroke, she'll never leave. I can change her life. She can get the best of me. Pussy is the recipe. But I'm no West Haven. I'm more West Craven. Wouldn't save a minute.
I'm on the block. Pack, yeah, I don't know. So play me never so. Nigga, what else? I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, what else? I done bust a nigga broad, showed her how to ball, and he ain't learned at all. Nigga, what else? So it's fucking when I see him, deuces to the BM, then my team grasping on. Ain't no need but a Shelly, she ready in the car. It's my third date with her, and already a menage. As I stick shift the clutch, let her hear that motor open. I'm laughing, that's the same bitch Sam and Kevo motorboated. I feel for the nigga that'll put a ring on her. She a super stupid, sucky, fucking clean head hunter. And that's where we differ. I don't like to give her more than what she asking for. Ring me in the good service. Hit me if she with Nitty, depending on her prefer. Cause when she with Brock, you know his party just a little herb. Steve a bottle popper, end of the night it's just a get served. Rocker probably pop past her, that Howard Dennis the curve. That's what she deserves. We call her the mixer. She calls him the mister. He calls her the miss in. See, I notice the difference. He give her the kiss in. I give her the diss in. But I won't give her no
hope.
I'm a sucker on the block. Pack ghetto mode. So play me never so. Nigga, what else? I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, what else? I done fucked a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, what else? So it's fuckers when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then my team grasping on.
Alright, look, I just got home and I was watching the highlights of the celebrity game. Now, it was so funny that I seen a couple people score buckets, but didn't nobody tell me Kevin Hart acted a fool like that. I think he won the MVP because he acted a fool. Then I just saw, I don't know if that was J. Cole playing, and I didn't even know J. Cole dunk. I mean, he caught a oop with ease. I mean, like he's fluent with it. Like, I do this, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I was just looking at it. I just had to say something about that because I just saw the highlights. And this man Kevin Hart was in there acting a fool. It was kind of funny. So, yeah, I mean, that was kind of funny. I did check it out. Kind of mad I did miss the game. I kind of wanted to watch the whole thing, but it's all good, though. You know, a kid got to work out, do what he do. But, I mean, I didn't know that was J. Cole catching an oop like that, really. I mean, seriously. And Kevin Hart, though, was kind of hilarious. And Kevin Hart threw the oop, a good oop, though. I mean, that's the funny part about it. Kevin Hart, a nice pass to him. I mean, but they had some, like, dude, Artie Davis or whatever dude name was. This dude was balling. White dude, I think he's really getting in. Half court, still in the ball, all that stuff. Don't know who I played in the game. But somebody did record the game. I guess I might have to watch the whole game on YouTube or something. You know, YouTube got everything, so I ain't worried about that. a little bit late I am. We'll get into, you know, the news I got for y'all. But right now, I'm going to keep my countdown rolling. I just had to get that out. So I don't know if anybody saw the game. Celebrity game. I didn't know if anybody watched because I missed it. But I was trying to give you a little update on that, you know, while I was watching them SportsCenter. More about, you know, All-Star Weekend coming up a little later. Right now, we're getting to number 8 joint, my boy E-Money rolling. All right? It's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. Let's go. Top 10 countdown.
Yeah, E-Money, Bow Bow, SME, Grand Tell. I'm smoking on it loud, on that key what I'm blowing, bottles on deck, so you know a nigga pulling. I got a bad bitch, and you know we get a rope in. I gotta make a move, so you know a nigga rolling, 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 rolling. You know a nigga rolling, I'm getting to the money, so you know a nigga rolling, cushion orange juice, so you know a nigga rolling, rolling, rolling. You know a nigga rolling, start my day off, it's time to roll out, about to go. Floss. I walk and swag it out. I'm trying to make a band, cause that's what we about. If you know that they some haters, when you see them, point them out. I need that bread, shawty. I'm Scrooge McDuck, shawty. I'm popping everything while I'm bouncing in the party. That loud, it's loud. I'm smoking on that Marley. I'm winning, I'm winning. My first name should be Charlie. I'm rolling with my partners. Just picked up on some boppers. They y'all popping gappers, so they more than head doctors. I feel like Bob Barker. Shrimp and the lobster, the butter getting softer, make you stutter. Wrong hopper, say I'm smoking on it loud. Don't ask me what I'm blowing, bottles on deck, so you know a nigga pulling. I got a bad bitch, and you know we get a rope in. I gotta make a move, so you know a nigga rolling, rolling, rolling. You know a nigga rolling, getting to the money, so you know a nigga rolling. Cushion orange juice, so you know a nigga rolling, rolling, rolling. Nigga rolling, club on 10. We going for the win. His stripper pose in here, so we knowing what it is. Bottles on deck, like where should I begin? I'm trying to make a movie with you and all your friends. Jump up in the car, location on star. They see me from afar, like somewhere out in Mars. I'm rolling to the cake, I'm not a second late. Haters say my name, so I leave a sour taste. I'm chilling in the vet, why chilling with a vet? No time for me to rest, like Cali, we the best. Rockin' other show, got it bouncing like a check. I'm getting to the money, so you know I'm up next. I'm smoking on it loud, don't ask me what I'm blowing. Bottles on deck, so you know a nigga pulling. I got a bad bitch, and you know we get a rope in. I gotta make a move, so you know a nigga rolling, rolling, rolling. You know a nigga rolling, I'm getting to the money.
money, so you know a nigga rolling. Cushion on his juice, so you know a nigga rolling. Rolling, rolling, you know a nigga rolling.
Yeah, that's my boy, True XL, with West Side Party, man. Definitely, that's what's up, man. Shout out to the whole ATL team, the whole ATL crew. You already know this. So, you know what I'm saying? Been doing my thing. And like I said, man, it's a lot of stuff I've been up to, man, lately, a lot of things going on. And actually, like, shout out to my boy Sire for Brown Audio, man. My boy top of the night. I really figured out that I should get into, man. I'm gonna give you out a topic before I get to the number six song. Just to give y'all something to think about, man, the topic that, you know what I'm saying, he hit me up with was, what's the topic rappers don't rap about but need to? Money, cars, clothes, hoes, killing. We all been there. So a lot of people put some stuff out there, you know what I'm saying? People said some rappers talk about political stuff, which, you know, my boy Sire does. He does his thing, man. Like I said, once I get all his links, I'm definitely going to share them with y'all, put them up there, and all this other stuff. And some people said, link usage, political breakdowns of America, procedures of when and when not to call the police, board games, poverty, food, raising the kids, and afterlife. Those are just some of the topics that people were giving out for trying to figure out what rappers should and shouldn't talk about, or a new thing they should talk about, because everybody talks about the normal, everybody talks about this, that, and the third. But, like, some rappers that I do listen to that do talk about other stuff, like I said, I've been listening. Basically, man, the cats I've really been listening to and tuning, like, for a good minute, it's Trey the Truth. I've been really feeling what Dude been saying, even though, yeah, everybody say he talk about some similar stuff. But Dude is versatile. I really like Dude music. J. Cole, I've really been messing with J. Cole even before the album came out. When his mixtapes is out, man, J. Cole is a hot person. Wale is one of these artists that's grown on me, like grown on me real hard. Like, when I first heard him, I was kind of like, okay, I'm trying to see what lane he in. But I really sat down and listened to him, you know what I'm saying, a couple of mixtapes. Like I said, he caught me with a couple lines, and he started catching me with songs. And then I heard his album. Album's off the chain, man, so I definitely was supporting this album, man. That's definitely what's up. Like I said, Wale was one of the guys that I honestly could say that grown on me to the point where I was like, man, I hear Wale join, I gotta hear it. You know, like, and don't get me wrong, I love Chicago. Shout out to everybody in Chicago doing their thing, but those are just three of the rappers they've been listening to, and I feel that, you know, really do talk about something different. You know, I mean, every artist is different in what they all talk about, what they do, and how they, you know, come about what they say and how they say it. One other artist that do come to mind first when I first heard about this was Common, because Common's always been one of the guys who always, you know what I'm saying, talk about something different. Always been the one that always switched it up and, you know, really make you think when you listen to music. I put him in like, Wale almost not in the same category, but, like, files, like, how they... They sound like poets, you know what I'm saying? It's you can those type of people, like, when you hear their music, you can close your eyes and you can visualize what they're saying, like, you can really see it. So those are a couple, like J. Cole, like, I just like the way his persona, how he, you know, his mic presence and everything like that. So he's one of the artists that I really did take and listen to. Trey the Truth, I just, like, dude, just, he's just, like, different from me. Even though he's from Houston, Texas, man, he do his thing, and I really was like, first couple of songs I heard from him, I really was like, man, this dude, you know, he's really bringing it. Like, he's really bringing that down south, that Texas, you know what I'm saying, out. So everybody can hear it, man, not just one or two people, man. But those couple of artists, man, is really the type of people that I feel like do talk about certain different things. And my boy Sire, he do his thing, too. Like I said, once I get all these links, I'm going to let y'all know. I'm going to spread the word. You know what I'm saying? He got a couple videos up on YouTube. I'm definitely going to try to get his YouTube account or his page and see what's going on. But right now, you know, I got to keep my countdown rolling. You know, that's what they, that's what the people want to hear. But I definitely do want to touch back on this subject of, like, what rappers need to talk about, because he does say that something right. There's always something different you can say on the mic, man, other than the hoes, the room, money, cars, clothes, hoes, money, you know what I'm saying, drugs and all that other stuff. You can talk about some other stuff, too. So right now, I'm going to get into the number six joint, which is C. Priest. One more. Shout out to my boy C. Priest, my big brother C. Priest, man. Always doing his thing. Always supporting the kid from day one, man. I appreciate you, bro. You already know what it is, man. So here it is, number 6 joint. One more. You already know what it is, man. Let's go.
Nigga, this our night. Shorty rolling the piff. They go to fifth. We all right.
Good.
We do it all night.
Yeah.
Into the club clothes. Then I dip. Hopping the whip and ripping the snub nose. No, I hug those like a first cousin. Last nigga to dash, but I'm the first busted.
First.
She was first cuffing. The mama bad as hell. Low key, she looking at me. You probably mad as hell. But it's all good. Cause I'm not a hater, but I can get it right now, niggas, I'm not a waiter,
know that.
Maybe later I dip, toe in the flash, headed to the tip so I can go in the stash. I laugh, then I get back to it, sip yak fluid with strippers with that Kit Kat show on you. It's that bro and beware, cause the bears in here, we on the wall with it, ain't enough chairs in here. Damn, homie, I'm so toe, I don't think I ever wanna drink no more. I don't think I ever wanna smoke no more. Well, fuck it, my nigga, you can roll up one more.
We in the club.
Damn, homie, I'm so sorry.
Directed, showing me all of you. I see my reflection.
money, money at a faster rate.
Right.
Hey, I jag money,
money.
Masturbate, watch on.
Oh.
I'm shit teen. Skinny jeans,
jeans.
My kicks mean. Can wear skinny jeans.
Jeez.
My credit card slim.
Blim.
See anything I want, I black card them.
Oh.
I see them looking while I'm living, I am on it.
On it.
And life is short, rest in peace to Gary Coleman. I'm versatile,
style.
Don't question him. You pussy do the same shit, lesbian.
Yeah.
I swear I love my girl, she's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches, let me go to bed with them. Please don't act, no, please don't act, cause no, I am not sharing. Now we go around in circles with each other, call us Ferris wheels. See, I'm the man, and she my bitch. I lick her pussy, I feed her dick. She throw it back, I beat it up. She get on top, I'm deep in the good.
See, I don't need a nigga,
nah.
Hand job,
I'm in this bitch. Like I live here.
Hell.
See, they can't see a nigga.
Woo.
Now watch them shift gears. I'm out of here.
Hell.
You see the dubs? They catching who?
Who?
I'm speeding up.
Ooh.
I'm versatile.
Right.
Don't question him.
Right.
You pussies do the same shit, lesbian. I swear I love my girl. She's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches. Let me go to bed with them. And please don't ask them. Please don't ask them. No, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other. Call us Ferris wheels.
Oh.
See, I'm the main.
Man.
And she my bitch.
Yeah.
I lick a pussy.
Yeah.
I feed a dick.
Yeah.
She throw it back.
Man.
I beat it up.
Ooh.
She get on top.
Stop.
I'm deep in the good.
Ooh.
Thongs on. Thongs off.
Oh.
I beat it up. Doze off.
Oh.
Red nails.
Nails.
Red lipstick.
Stick.
Hey, I'm on that oil. Dipstick.
Yes.
She bring her girlfriend with us, so oh yeah, we share her.
Right.
And you know I love the way she raps the era.
Hey,
I'm versatile.
Style.
Don't question him.
Nah.
You pussies do the same shit. Lesbian. I swear I love my girl. She's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches. Let me go to bed with them. And please don't ask, no, please don't ask, cause no, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other. Call us Ferris wheels.
Oh.
See, I'm the main. And she my bitch.
Man.
I lick a pussy.
Man.
I feed a dick.
Man.
She throw it back.
Man.
I beat it up.
Ooh.
She get on top.
Stop.
I'm deep in the gun.
Good.
She throw it back. I beat it up. I get on top.
Stop.
Deep in the gut.
Good.
She throw it back.
Back.
She throw it back.
Back. Yeah, y'all know what it is, Mr. AKA. Yes, we are still in this countdown. I'm still doing what I do. Still doing my job. Still having more fun than a little bit. Because y'all know what I do, man. And like I said earlier, and I was talking about, you know, what rappers need to talk about. Other than money, cars, hoes, killing, all the other stuff. I told y'all my people who I, you know, do switch it up every now and then. But y'all already know what it is, man. My correspondent, my co-host, my anchor, my sidekick, you know, about to go ahead and give y'all a lowdown on everything. You know what I'm saying? The whole night from here to the air. Well, my girl Lauren, going to give y'all her topic. I mean, give y'all her opinion, man. Y'all already know what we do, man. What up with it?
Hey. Beautiful night, I guess.
It's good for now.
Yeah. But let's get down to the get down.
Yeah,
these weak ass rappers, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z. Well, Jay-Z and Kanye kind of switched up their style with this new album. But yeah, all these weak ass rappers need to stop talking that bullshit. I'm tired of hearing that bullshit. Yeah, we from the hood. Hell for us. Yeah, all this money pouring, all this selling dope, all this. Yeah, that's the lifestyle. This is the life we living. But y'all ain't living it, so stop talking that bullshit. Real talk. All these niggas need to stop it. Lil Wayne with the sewer that I know I'm bloody. If I send some disease at him, what he gonna do? Huh?
Hey, look.
For real.
I feel you, though.
Huh?
I feel you.
Yeah, yeah. You can't, you know where we from. You couldn't come outside in the 90s and be like, what up, GD? And if you want GD, you get your ass whooped.
Right.
And you couldn't come on the BD territory talking about some GD folks. All that goofy shit that these niggas be putting in wax. notice that well, nobody gangbanging on their records in the 90s, real talk. Name me one artist that you know that was gangbanging on their records in the 90s.
Right. I'm trying to make everything commercial, and everything ain't for the commercial, and everything is not commercial. So it's like you'll see who was what and what's really going on, because a lot of people that don't say a lot is like, man, people know what's up. Like, real people know what's up. Real people know what it is and what it ain't. So it's like for people to be like, you know, this, that, and the third, and this, and saying that. It's like a lot of people don't say that. It's like, man, why ain't? Because there's certain laws and codes and ethics that go into certain things that you're saying, and they figure out why people are saying. So, I mean, on that note, it's like a lot of people don't say these certain things because of certain stuff shouldn't be or should be said. I mean, like I said back in the '90s, wasn't a lot of people doing that. Wasn't a lot of people saying stuff. These people saying that, why? Because it was a thing called respect. I could get into it, but I'm not gonna get into it. So, you know,
I think Lupe got the hottest album out, and people might disagree with me. The latest album, that shit hot. That's a hot album on some real talk. It speaks volumes, and it speaks about what's really going on in the world. That's what kind of rapper I need to listen to. Somebody that could touch my soul.
And you know something that people won't probably like think about, but everybody talking about somebody talk about something different. Now the one dude that talked about something crazy different was a man Jeezy when he came out with the recession. He's the only person album that was talking about it was actually a recession. He called it on his album. And it was, and might still be a recession. And he made the song, My President is Black, even before Obama got elected. So, I mean, for somebody to do some stuff like that, and everybody know what Jeezy normally talk about. When Jeezy put that recession
out, talking about the same shit on that album. What you talking about?
Huh?
Did you listen to the recession? I got the recession. Did you listen to the recession?
I did listen to it, and I'm trying to make a point. I mean, yes, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know Jeezy talk about what he talk about. Jeezy didn't curl away from what he talk about. He let it be known what he was talking about. But I'm just saying, as far as somebody doing something different that you kind of wouldn't think would do that, like I said, man, I listened to Jeezy, man, the album was different. I mean, it might not be different to everybody else. Everybody getting something different out of it. But just think about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know he talk about the same, you know, A9 and what everybody else talk about. But he had a couple tracks on there that really was talking about something different. I mean, I know he talking about the same, you know, what Jeezy talk about. I know that. But
oh, yeah, yeah, a couple of tracks.
Understand, though, what other rapper? I mean, yeah, I know Jeezy talk about, you know, guns, hoes, and all that stuff, but that's Jeezy. But what other rapper was talking about a recession when the recession was really going on? There wasn't another rapper doing it. So, yeah, y'all can feel last Jeezy for past stuff and he still had tracks. He's talking about guns and he still had tracks. He's talking about snowman and all. Like, yes, that's Jeezy. That's what people want. But at the end of the day, he still switched it up a little. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I know what people's defense gonna be. Man, you ain't listed. I listed the whole album front to back. Yes, he had his album tracks for his album was for everybody. It gave you something to think about if you was listening to it. And then for all of, you know what I'm saying, all the guys, he still kept it for the block. So, that album was different for me. I was not with the Jeezy norm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna said she wants her baby.
See, why are we talking about music? It's completely off subject.
Oh, God, God. Like I was saying.
Like a couple of, that's the way I listen to. I don't know if you listened to me earlier, but a couple artists that I do listen to, the three artists that I listen to is Trey the Truth, J. Cole, and Wale. Mm-hmm. And I do, and I still listen to Common and Lupe, not just because they're Chi-Town artists, but they do give me it's like baseball. They switch hitters.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, Trey the Truth, I mean, a lot of people won't be with Trey the Truth, but a lot of people do, because, like I said, I listened to Dude, and Dude was a different speed for me. Like, I listen to a couple dudes. I like this, you know what I'm saying, how you carry yourself on the mic and everything else like that. With J. Cole, it was just, we sat down and listened to J. Cole, man, and like one or two songs like that, Who They Ever Got Me, first, I was like, damn, dude, kind of hot with this. And then she got me with the mixtape was hot. Wale, I mean, that's not too much I can say about Wale, man, because like I said, dude's one of the artists that I really grew on. The first heard of the speaker, I was like, okay, it's all right. But then he came out with, you know what I'm saying, Lucky Boots, that caught me. And then after that, it was,
you know who the dopest rapper is in the game right now that's relevant?
Who?
The dopest MC rapper.
Who?
My buddy Nas.
Nas always been that one guy, like, he always been that guy, like, you know what I'm saying? Five talk about something different. I've always been one of those guys, Common and Lupe, been the three guys that come to my mind that, you know.
Most Def, Kweli.
Yeah, Talib Kweli, Most Def.
Did you hear Most Def, Nigga Support?
I mean, you can go to Pharrell Monch. I mean, it's a lot of cats out here. I mean,
he killed Jay-Z. They niggas in Paris. That nigga Support.
That was like, man, I'm saying. Real talk. Mm-hmm.
You don't need nothing about it.
Well, nah, you need to talk to him.
Yeah.
You don't need nothing about it, bro. Stop it. Stop it.
I mean, I'm just keeping it real with you,
sir. Nah, I mean, I gotta check stuff out. I got
to
do my research. That's all I do.
You got who?
So I got to do my research. I stay on my research.
Yeah, that's a new cut. Niggas Support and it's lost.
I know. I heard it.
You didn't hear it.
Stop playing with me.
Stop playing with me. I'm not playing with you. That's nothing. I ain't going to say it on air. But anyway, I'm not playing with you.
You think I ain't heard it?
I don't think so. Real talk.
Okay. I'm going to listen to it again. When somebody got the air, listen to me.
Yeah, see, he's talking, and that track he's talking about what's really going on with us.
I know, like I ain't heard the track. I mean, that's like.
I mean, see, these rappers putting this stupid shit on the airways, and we more fucked up than we was in the Dr. King era. With all these real bitches and bad bitches.
I honestly believe that when a lot of people hear these conscious, are they so called conscious rappers? That's not conscious, that's just talking about. What's going on?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, they call you conscious rapper. What do you mean conscious rapper? They rappers. They talk about what's going on. They look. Whatever's going on, they talk about it. It's not more, I got to come up with something. They ain't going to respect me. They're like, no, talk about what's going on, man. No matter what it is, talk about what's going on, man. I know a lot of people trip out about it, but I used to listen to like certain rappers. They used to make like stories, tell a story.
What?
That's what this is originated about, telling a story. Not talking about the normal. The rapping was about telling stories. Poetry is rapping, so poets get up there and tell a story, tell you something. You know, I mean, hey, come on now.
Did you see the DMX interview?
Who?
You.
No, I didn't see that. I might have been at work.
It's on Worldstar. And he was being interviewed by, some cat, Charlemont, Maine, Mar, whatever dude from Windy Winter Show. And they asked him, like, woo, what's up, I'm on Drake? Huff is here. They're like, and that's what we need in the game. We need people like DMX in the game. Real talk, because they keep it real.
Like, DMX is one of, like, honestly, if you think about it, DMX is one of these guys that, like, when you hear DMX talk about what he talk about, but then when he's on every album, he
you say what?
He's inspirational. And you listen to it, and a lot of people be like, man, oh, man, something wrong. It's like, not something wrong with DMX. That's who. It's just certain stuff that go on, man. It's like certain things in people's lives get messed up or whatever, they make wrong decisions. But honestly, man, DMX is one of the deepest dudes in the game. Like honestly, like, okay, he do got his problems, he got his demons, but, like, when he really focused and he concentrate on music, y'all listen to any of DMX's albums, man, he give you the dark and the light, man. He don't have nothing. He give you everything, 103, Slipping and Falling. That track was one of the hardest tracks I ever heard. Like, he kept it 103, which he gave you everything. Everything you want to know about him. He gave it to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing like he had out, like, somebody's not, like, tracks DMX, give it to you 103.
Right, then how many of you guys, you know, at the end praying to God? Shit, they talking against God as anything.
Yeah. And it's like, DMX, they are, like, real tracks. Like, that's that nigga life. He's giving you his life. That wasn't no made-up story. DMX, on every album, DMX gave you his life. You know, he started talking about, you know what I'm saying? Even the track with Cisco, that's real shit. That's real shit.
But this nigga was married during that time.
But still, that's real. That's the real. Why would you want to give it to you? There's no rather really give it to somebody than that. Because
that's not cool.
I mean, I know it's not cool, but I'm just saying, that's the reality of it. That's what it is. You talk about, let's talk about real life. Yeah, man, gave you real life. He gave you what he was going through. So he gave you his whole, everything that was going on.
Yeah, he gave you, yeah. He talked about his mom and shit.
Even though some of the stuff he did was wrong, he was showing you, like, man, you know, I'm a human being, man. Today, I'm human, man. And I watched, behind the music. They said, man, after a show, man, this man just broke down and cried. Like, why me? And you got to think about that. He's like, man, why do all these people, like, really be looking at me like I'm some type of different person? Like, I'm not a human like they are. Why put me in this position where a lot of people follow who I am other than follow, like, my music? But, I mean, why wouldn't you follow their music? But, I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, I can't trip on that. My little cuz just hit me on Twitter. He's saying a couple other rappers that I should mention: Joe Buttons, Joel Ortiz, Royce 5'9", the Crooked Eye. Basically, whole Slaughterhouse team. Now, individually, everybody had a decent track record, whatever you want to call it. But I put together, man, and they a decent, respectable group. But honestly, man, Royce 5'9". Even though he's always been like, oh, that's just M's guy, dude got real wordplay. Joe Buttons, I mean, say what you like to, Joe Buttons got a couple decent tracks. He had a couple hits. I mean, he may not be as consistent or like solo, might have not had a blown up career, but hey, he do what he do. Crooked Eye, I mean, he's from the West Coast, and you know, I mean, the West Coast is hard to come by with Game and Dre and Snoop and all them, but.
Who's from the West Coast?
Huh?
Who's from the West Coast?
Crooked Eye. From the West Coast.
Who's Crooked Eye?
He's out of Slaughterhouse.
I don't even know.
Are you crazy? I'm going to have to put you on Slaughterhouse then. But, like, a couple, like, out of the whole the group, man, I ain't going to lie. Joel Ortiz and Rush 5'9", the two people that I'd be like, them dudes be killing it. And Crooked get on it, and it was like, everybody, like, we're well respected for his music. And it's like, I mean, a lot of people don't know who Crooked Eye is. Why? Because West Coast, you know, everybody different. So, I mean,
I'm going to say something, and I'm about to kill a gang, real talk. My nigga, what my nigga name? My nigga Soulja Boy killing all them niggas. Soulja Boy, the hottest rapper ever. And he got the best content.
You see how quiet it got, right?
Huh? You see how quiet it got, right? I'm high again, what?
So you see how quiet it got.
I mean, yo, y'all ain't gotta agree with me. The fans ain't gotta agree with me. I feel how I feel about what I feel. Y'all like Lil Wayne. Y'all might say Lil Wayne, how this rapper, no?
So,
Soulja Boy killed Lil Wayne.
So why do you feel like Soulja Boy is the hottest rapper?
He makes the more money than all these niggas. Number one, he just swag-rific. He got the best lyrics.
So you really stand by that?
Huh?
You really stand by that?
Stand by it. Shine still the level.
The only thing I'm going to say about the Soulja Boy thing is he picked the right lane to get into. Like, that's him, the swag, that's what he do. Like, he do it to perfection. And therefore, say whatever you want to say about him. As long as he making bread, yeah. As long as he making bread, he don't, and they buying it, who cares? Honestly, if they buying it up, eating it up, what else can you say? My man got it. You know, he's doing it with the music. I mean,
you know what my little cousin said? They don't talk no bullshit that kind of made me mad. He gonna say that Soulja Boy sold more albums than Jay-Z and Kanye washed the throne. What the fuck? Are you for real?
Yeah.
You for real?
These kids. He make catchy songs.
He did not sell more records than Jay-Z and Kanye G.
I know he didn't, but still... Long as the game is so different where you don't even need as long as you got a nice beat and a catchy hook. Like, it's a song with Eminem sent Jay-Z and like a couple other people, and the song doesn't make sense. It's called Syllables, and it was like, you know what I'm saying, the industry don't care about syllables no more, so I'm just going to start rhyming about whatever I want to say. This man 50 Cent was just rhyming about nothing. The hook don't even make sense with the song. But they basically was talking about all the industry. And they were like, man, honestly, as long as you got a catchy hook and a nice beat, you're going to get bread. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And him on the track just singing his life away. And the track don't even go with the song. It's so hilarious. Like, it's funny, but like everybody say something that don't make no sense. Like, everybody. And the beat catchy, the hook, and I was listening to it, I'm just laughing. Like, the song really don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And 50 Cent said in the song, he was sitting there, he was rapping, then he just started saying, Fit, 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 I'll be on my way, just sign all my checks, and I'll be on my way. I'm like, wait a minute, wait, you didn't say nothing. Then I got it. He didn't say a damn thing. And just repeated himself 3 or 4 times and laughed. Okay, my cousin, follow my little cousin at The Real B Trey. He said Justin Bieber is a better rapper than Soulja Boy. Wow.
He about right.
Yeah, because Justin Bieber's the hardest thing out right now. Hey, said he ain't.
Cause of my life.
Somebody say Justin Bieber. Like, he played some remix that he did. And I can do nothing but laugh. Because, like, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Funny. I mean,
What about Chef Keef?
Huh?
What about Chef Keef?
Who?
Chef Keef. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
The nigga up here.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to get signed to Soulja Boy record.
Yeah, I'm catchy.
What about Lil B?
No.
He's gay. What is that?
No, I don't listen to dude.
Hey, he told you to respect the bitches. Please respect the business. She sucked on my dick. You ain't never heard that track?
Annoying as heck.
What?
Annoying as heck.
You know what?
Like Dude Future. He got some annoying songs. But they selling. There ain't no way around it. That song, they played it in the club 3 times, and it just stuck in my head.
What song?
That Future. Ain't no way around it.
I don't even know what song.
See?
Hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, get a catchy hook, you good.
Get your catchy hook and you good.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Travis Porter.
That's your favorite group.
Hey,
that's Mr. AK's favorite group, Travis Porter.
Whatever. I'm not even saying nothing like that. It is what it is. Yeah, so it is.
He was at Chicago State being a number one fan.
Stop playing with me. I mean, they get money, they in the game, they doing their thing. Hey, but just some of their stuff I don't like. I mean, it don't matter. As long as they sell it, they don't care.
You know, when I get in my car, I like to ride to Anita Baker, you know, Jodeci, smooth music, number one. So when I put on some BS, like Tyler Porter, the real tall Soulja Boy, I'm going on 26, and I done got all these degrees, I feel illiterate and dumb listening to Gucci, Walker, and all them. I don't like stuff like that. I like stuff that makes me feel like I got some kind of intelligence.
You don't like 2 Chainz?
Hell no.
Two chains.
Not the nigga that's talking about simulator. What is that, baby mama, maybe Mercedes? The baby is mama, name that baby Mercedes. What the fuck? No.
2 Chainz.
You like them, don't you? You like 2
Chainz. You don't like 2 Chainz, G, for real?
Nope.
See? Disrespecting the game.
I ain't spreading the game. She's not intelligent.
Whatever. 2 Chainz.
The music he makes is not intelligent. It's stupid like Gucci and Walker.
You like Flocka?
No. I told you when I listen to Gucci, Walker, Soulja Boy, all in real talk, it makes me feel unintelligent.
What about?
And I don't like that.
Okay. What about Machine Gun Kelly?
No, I don't listen to him.
What about Yellow Bull?
Who?
Yellow Bull. The white dude, Eminem said.
No, I don't listen to them.
What about...
Not even guy. French Montana, no, no.
What about Tech Nine?
Nope.
What about Twister?
Kind of not no more.
Wow, so y'all still listen to Twister. Twister classic. Can't never get too much Twister. Ever.
I got a classic in my CD case, and it's the best classic ever from Chicago. College Dropout, Kanye's first album.
Best damn album ever
from Chicago artists. No disrespect to Chicago artists, but Kanye got y'all on that first album. He got everybody. No one can top that album. Nobody. And Twisted Kamikaze, I was messing with it, but you cannot talk the College Dropout. That was like the hottest album ever made for Chicago artists.
Ain't no way around it.
Huh?
That's the song. Ain't no way around it but Future.
Yeah, and that's some little talk for you, Jana. I mean, Mark.
You don't like it?
What?
I'm just saying.
Oh, like what?
What about 50 Cent? You still like 50 Cent?
No. He ain't talking about shit either. Even though he don't make stupid music, but he made that violent music. I'm on the new, you know, I want to share some of my viewers, and they probably don't care because it's music you play. But I'm on the new thing this year. It's all about raising my vibrations. And if people understand, if you listen to low-end-ass music and look at low-end-ass media and videos, that's how you're going to probably turn out to be. But if you change the music and media and videos and the people you're around, you turn out to be mild, decent, and cool. I'm a God-fearing person, so when I'm doing this, I'm living to survive Judgment Day because I feel like shit is getting out of hand, and I'm going to live for God, and I'm going to stray away from all kind of negative things, including music, videos, even people around me that I feel don't have a place to help me grow and sprout like I needed to grow, and that's how I'm living my life now, so I don't know about nobody else. I'm a woman now.
That's nice to know. I'm proud of that you're starting to think like that. But at the same time, you like Gucci.
I mean, I don't hate these brothers. Don't get me wrong. I don't care.
They selection what they talk about.
No, I don't care too much about the message they spread for the help of this BS. I mean, some of the shit, some of the message they say is cool, like the Carter 3. They misunderstood that Lil Wayne dropped. I guess that was okay. And that song he made, Georgia, about the levees breaking, I mean, that was okay. But more than likely, I do not mess with the songs that Lil Wayne makes. Just because I feel like he's been a bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
You mean Nicki Minaj?
No, I don't mess with Nicki Minaj. I had a status on my Facebook when Whitney Houston died. And I was talking about how everybody is talking about Whitney Houston on drugs and all that. And the truth of the matter is, even though she was on that stuff, I would take Whitney Houston any day over Nicki Minaj because she represented black women well with her addition. Nicki Minaj does not represent black women like it's supposed to be. Nicki Minaj had people overseas, like when Spike Lee came up to Chicago State and was talking to us, how black women are degrading and demeaning when they go outside of the country. They already like that damn there in the country. Then we go outside of the country and these overseas foreigners think that we're a piece of ass or hoes or something. And it's because of these videos that they see on TV and all these rap female rappers, how they depicting themselves. So, no, I really don't care for the image that these people have now. I like Salt and Pepper, yeah. I like Queen Latifah, yeah. Because they was women. You name a woman, yeah, I like women. And I like men in the industry, too. And a lot of rappers are men. To me, Lil Wayne isn't a man, right? He has his quotes, but he isn't a man. You know, if I was going to date someone, I would date a common, most deaf, Lupe type of dude. And that's what's in my stereo, because they're conscious and stuff about what's really going on in the environment.
I feel you.
I want an alpha male. Alpha male. And Lil Wayne and them, they isn't. They're not, in my opinion.
Well, according to their bank accounts, they whatever they want to be. The alphabet with their bank account, so. Hey.
I mean, that bank account, that don't mean nothing to me.
Honestly,
I mean,
that's how the world looks at people. It's not about really intelligence.
As a guy being a woman, and me being a real woman, I can lay up next to nobody like Lil Wayne, and he's sipping on syrup and making stupid music like that.
When the world looks at people, they don't look at how intelligent they are nowadays. They look at
What's wrong with the world?
Hey, look, that's what we're here for, right? This is the part of my show that I get it, y'all, right?
Yeah.
Let y'all get the truth out. Honestly, like, some women still say, oh, I'm independent, I'm this, that, and the third. Let some balling dude come up to you. Things change to some women. Some women might not, you know what, that money don't impress me, which is a good woman, a good person. They really got they definitely
like
their hip, right? A lot of girls see the money and be like, oh, I'm gone.
Like Gina.
This ain't about that right now. We'll talk about relationships on another show or something. All right, we talking about music. We're going to stay on music, all right? That's the whole thing. That's what we got going.
But the Bible states for a camel to go through an eagle's eye than for a rich man to go through the gate of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
True statement.
Yeah.
So think about what you worshiping while you're talking about money and all that goofy stuff. Because when it's all over, you got to die.
Yeah.
And I could bet you my life and all my kinfolks I love, my mama, that your money ain't gonna get you in heaven. I could bet you. Anything you want me to bet. And I think that I'm right when I say that money that you got, it ain't gonna get you with God.
And Kanye said on one track, he said, all this money we can't keep, so I guess we spend it all. Because pain
who
ain't cheap.
Who said that?
I'm just saying, that's what he said.
Who said that?
Kanye.
Yeah. didn't know
on that no church that. On that no church in the well, he said, all the money in the world we can't keep, but we spend it all because the pain ain't cheap. I'm just saying. But let me get back to my countdown. We're going to continue this in a minute, so I get to my number one. Then you know we do what we do. So I'm going to get into, well, my number three song. Ooh, this is going to go.
What's the song?
Don't worry, you're going to hear it.
I probably already heard it.
Oh, you've heard it.
Mellow?
Yep.
Yeah, I
heard. Hey, this is what people want. This is number three song.
People gonna be people.
Right.
People from being grown people.
I'm gonna get into the song. I'm gonna get into these top three songs, and we're gonna come back. So I'm gonna get to number three song, my boy Mello the Gutterman with Lap Dance. Y'all check this out, Live OG Radio, Top 10 Countdown. Y'all already know what's up.
Boy, Mellow the Gutter Man. Fuck a lap dance. I want my dick sucked. Back louse. Big slut. Big lips. Big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Back louse. Big slut. Big lips. Big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my tits up. Call me Young Money, Mac Main. All I want is head from a Miss Pac-Man. Get money, gang. Yeah, we running things. All my niggas fly. We don't need a plane. Money over here. Girl, come and get it. I'm from Chicago. Yeah, that windy city. So you can go ahead and walk it out. Cause if you ain't busting down, ain't nothing to talk about. One, two, this is what you do. Three, four, pull my pants to the floor. Five, six, suck on this dick. Seven, eight, let me bust all in your face. Back loud, big slut, big lips, big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Back clouds, big slut, big lips, big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. I like ass and titties, yeah, ass and titties. But if she ain't sucking dick, I ain't fucking with it. Flows like the dentist, Nikki be in it. Get crazy with it, swallow, she don't like spitting. I love getting neck from all type of bitches. Grab it, jag it, strike it, suck it like you miss it. Gold Magnum rappers, mad you can't fit it. I give a long strokes, and her body swimming. I took two sluts from the bar to the backseat of my car, and we all had a menage. One, two, this is what you do. Three, pull my pants to the floor. Five, six, suck on this dick. Seven, eight, let me bust all in your face. Back louse, big slut, big lips, big suck. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Back louse, big slut, big lips. Lips so pretty, need my dick sucked. Her lips so pretty, need my dick sucked.
Look, I had a couple rounds and I seen you in the crowd and I really like your style, so I'm trying to take you down. Ain't no time to play around. Why would we go to the crib when you can give it to me now?
Give it to me now. Uh oh, I'm feeling myself a show, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so give it to me now. Uh oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so give it to me. The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now, sipping on it. I don't care. Yeah,
break it down.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love the way you work in the mirror. You're throwing it on me like you want it, since we living for the moment. Go dip off somewhere in here.
Yeah, we should dip off. Tattoo me with your lip glow, cause I'm just trying to score. All you gotta do is kick off. Patron got me feeling myself, rather be feeling you. So let's just get to work and skip the talk. This ain't no interview.
Interview.
We living for the moment, so it seems. But you know it's worth it, cause you felt it poking through the jeans. So give it to me now. You know what it is, cause tomorrow isn't promised, but this orgasm
give
is.
Give it to me now. Uh-oh, I'm feeling myself strong, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so
give it to me.
Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so
give it to me.
The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now, sipping on it. I don't care. Yeah,
break it down.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love the way you work in the mirror. You're throwing it on me like you want it, since we living for the moment. Let's go dip off somewhere.
See, my Patron shots are double. Now they got me singing double, so I'm thinking threesome.
Me, you, and your twin. Girl, that's trouble.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
Ooh, you got me ready, girl. I love what you done with your hair.
But when we finish, that shit gon' be everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And we can do it everywhere.
Bathroom to the dance floor, it's probably better there.
I know I just don't wanna get here.
I'll get you a better pair.
Uh-oh, I'm feeling myself strong, baby. I don't wanna wait no more, so
give it to me now.
Uh-oh, yeah, baby, you know it's on. I'm off this throne and I might not make it home, so
give it to me now.
The way you dancing on me, you might as well
give it to me.
I want that like you took it from me, girl.
Give it to me.
You might not understand. I know this might seem kinda weird, but I've been smoking. I want you now, sipping on it. I don't care. Yeah.
DNA. Game set.
Yeah.
Sinatra.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so that was the number two song, my boy, Sinatra featuring Mike D. Give it to me now. That's my boy, Sinatra, and all games that team. Y'all already know what it is, man. And, gotta give y'all some. Well, I ain't give it to y'all yet. I won't let y'all wait. You know me. I let y'all wait. My news, that's coming up, man. So, you know, y'all can just stay tuned for that. I'd rather give y'all more of this music than talk to y'all about what I got coming up. Not just yet. We're going to wait a while for that one. But I'm finna get to number one song, though, if y'all don't mind. No, y'all don't, because y'all waiting to hear what it is. And if I was y'all, y'all should tune in. Keep it with me. I always know what the number one song is. Or should be. And if you feel like that your song needs to be on the countdown, it's so simple. What you need to do is go to MexiquitaYahoo.com and send me your music. Now, make sure you got your stage name, name of your song, and a website or a bio that I can go to and get all your information so I know exactly what I'm talking about. When I get ready to play your song, I know exactly the person that I'm plugging, the person that I'm, you know, song playing, I'm supporting. So at the end of the day, I don't have a whole bunch of blankness or blank CDs or just a lot of just unnecessary stuff, all right? So just make sure y'all get it together when y'all send me y'all music. Because I want to represent y'all in the right way, and I don't want to do nothing negative or nothing wrong, okay? But that's the number one song. I will be giving y'all what I got going on. So stay tuned for the announcement that I got rolling. I know y'all want to hear this, but like I said, it's something that I got coming up. So right now, forget the number one song, my girl, Go Get Her with Jumping. Two weeks in a row, song been up. One more, and everybody already know what's going on for her. So if she's listening, you got one more week to be number one. If you get 3 weeks in a row, you already know you get a your next Friday show will be a takeover show where the music is all about you. We play all your music that you got. You can send me more music, and plus we'll give you a short interview after or before doing your whole takeover, countdown, whatever you want to call it. So right now, the number one song, yet again, my girl Go Get Her with Jumping. That right here, OG Radio. Y'all already know what's up, all right?
Jumping, 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 jumping. We got the hood, jumping. We got the block, jumping. The radio, jumping. They won't stop, jumping. Going up and down, jumping. Cause this shit high, got 'em. Jumping, 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 jumping. We got the hood, jumping. We got the block, jumping. The radio, jumping. They won't stop, going up and down, jumping. Cause this shit high, got 'em.
Jumping, 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 jumping. Got him jumping, trampoline. I'm so official, bitches. You know that be my team. She got him jumping in. Double dutch. I call him sweet juice. So we can spin it up. He's the hottest chick. That's why they all salute. We got him crazy jumping. No parachute. I'm so good. When I'm on the mic, I'm a bang. Put a little hat in my car for a little bit of ribbon because I like that.
We got the hood, jumping. We got the block, the radio, jumping. They won't stop, going up and down, jumping. Cause this shit high, got 'em.
Jumping, jumping,
jumping,
jumping.
Yeah, I got that Jiffy Mix and X be that bread boy. This be that winning team, pumping up like steroids. Bubble like some damn beans and make it hit like asteroids. I was born a blaze of sage, now tell it to your tabloids. Is a rap team for 8, 12, and 16. 31 flavors, just as sweet like some ice cream. This a juicy takeover. Swapping drunk, no hangover. Put me anywhere, watch me take it to the bank on them. Jumping is my middle name. Rock and roll, no Hall of Fame. Welcome to the house of pain, where these bitches can't be tamed. Yeah, I'm the best at it. Smoke you like a crack addict. Every time I touch the face, they jump like some jackrabbits. We got the hood. We got the block. The radio, jumping. They won't stop, going up and down, cause this shit high,
jumping,
got them,
jumping, 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 jumping.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the block,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop,
jumping.
Going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high, got them,
jumping, 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 jumping.
I do my little ducky on these bitches, that's my money band. Carry so much bass, you would've thought I had a marching band. I don't need no referees, I don't need no mascots. I came to get it poppin', keep it jumpin', this is my block. Yeah, this that bang music, make them go insane music. They get me on the radio, now they niggas ain't do it. He gon' get it done, go get her, go get it too. This is money, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. I kill it when the beat drops. Get it, got the street locked. I got them jumping up and down like they fucking feet hot. Juices on the track, we go. Flow cold, Eskimo. X bless me with the track. Now get her about to blow. We got the hood. We got the block. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down. Cause this shit high, got them.
Jumping, 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 jumping.
We got the hood. We got the block. The radio, jumping. They won't stop, going up and down, jumping. Cause this
trying to beat me, watching all my moves. You see how we rock, you see how we roll. My company's Young Janet Control. Nut on deck, we're just soon to follow. Nothing personal, it's just beers. So pop bottles, pain still recording. Twine and Trey next, and Diggy about to make a lot of bitches upset. Can't forget the West, Trillers got it popping. The scopes riding with us, now the city's on lockin'. Key, tell me who fucking with we. EMP, I to the RE. I see them, am I dreaming? Mixed with that street shit.
Event and hip hop awareness party, so definitely tune in for that. And come keep in. So definitely check that out. Like I said, yeah, like definitely, like I said, man, it's a lot of good and great things going on, man, with me. And, like I said, first of all, man, I got to say, shout out to my boy Maintain, my boy Tremaine, the whole Maintain Entertainment. Definitely, dude, I've really been, following and supporting, man. Dude been really supporting me at the same time. So, definitely, I want to thank him for, appreciating just, you know, supporting my show, supporting my movement, man, just supporting these Chicago artists, and him just, you know, they always let me know what he got going on, you know, let me come through to all his events and let me do my radio show. With that being said, man, your boy Mr. AK, OG Radio, man, we will be at the 144 Platinum Club, not just coming up just Thursday, March 1st, but I just wanted to let y'all know, man, I will be there every other Thursday. So, which is meaning that your boy, Mr. AKA, will be at the 144 Platinum Club in Riverdale every other Thursday, man, doing the Way Big with DJ V-Dub, Lanus Pops, my boy Maintain and Maintain Entertainment. My boy is Tremaine and Maintain Entertainment. So I will be there every Thursday, man, until, I don't know, and just I'll be there, man. So I want to shout out to my boy Tremaine for giving me the opportunity to do my radio show, not just for the one time at the club, but I can do it every Thursday, but, you know, I do want to, you know, get around and touch these other clubs, man, do everything else, man. But right now, starting March 1st and every other Thursday, I will be at the Platinum 144 Club in Riverdale. So definitely come out there and support not just me, but these other artists, man, people that are going to be in the building. Come out, kick it with your boy, man. And we going to have fun, man, doing what we do, man. And I will be having things lined up for y'all, man. So please stay tuned for that, man. There will be a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of things I will be having going on. Try to make sure I get everybody interviewed as much as I can. Because I know it's a lot that be going on in these clubs when you people be in there kicking it. So, like I said, every other Thursday, man, you can catch me at the Platinum 144 Club doing my thing, man, supporting Chicago, man. Just basically, man, you know, getting all these artists opportunity, man, just to come through, send me their music. And, like, it's going to be people performing there. But this Thursday, man, it's Come Party with Shatown's official twerk team, Lena Pops, DJ V-Dub, and DJ Ransom on the ones and twos, March 1st, Ciroc Thursdays. Performances on March 1st will be the Bezel Boys, Mikey Dollars, Extreme Bigum, and Junior B. Three shots of Ciroc all night. $75 bottles of Ciroc all night. And just any artist that wants a chance to have a 10-song mixtape with DJ V-Dub, man, call Kim at 708-526-4545. Platinum 144 Bar and Grill. I think the kitchen will close at like 1, 2 o'clock, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be in that party and doing our thing, man. So come out and support your boy, man. I'm going to have people in there with me, man, because like I said, this is going to be the start of me doing this club every other Thursday, man. So this kind of like a party for myself, man. I really hope a lot of people show up, man, and come kick it with not just me, man, not just to come in here and support these artists, man, because at the end of the day, that's going to be my whole job, my whole purpose of that night on Thursdays at the Platinum 144 Club. So yet again, I want to thank my boy Tremaine for giving me this opportunity, man. He let me come and do my radio show from there. I'm just letting all the artists know right now, if y'all listening, man, and y'all want y'all music played while I'm in the club doing my thing, man, be sure to, like I said, I will have flyers. I will have my business cards out there. So any artists that's trying to get in touch with me during night, during the club, man, I will have flyers for y'all, man. Y'all can just come out, get y'all flyers, man. All the information about how to get on my show, information about how to listen to my show, everything is right there, man. So there's not too much we have to talk about, because I know, you know, cats in the club trying to enjoy yourself, trying to not trying to be talking to somebody, trying to get your network on for about 35 minutes. So I leave it to y'all simple, man. I am giving out interviews the whole night to artists that's performing or artists that's just in the building. Ladies, if y'all in the building too, looking for a lot of R&B singers, because we're trying to put together an R&B mixtape. Like R&B singers, ladies, spoken word artists, we looking for y'all too that night. So I will be having some people through walking around there looking for artists, looking for ladies. Even if you model too, ladies, we looking for y'all too. We got something coming up for y'all too. So I just want a lot of models in the building. Ladies, come doing y'all things. Fellas, come out here and support the Chicago music, Chicago movement, man. And like I said, I'm glad to be able to be a part of this. That's what's going to go on. I guarantee y'all, man, when I be in there, I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to play the tracks that y'all want to hear, man. Like I said, just tune into my show every night, man, just to check out the artist that's going to be in the building, that's going to be in there kicking it with me. Last time I went, Shauna was in the building and she did her thing. And like I said, man, I appreciate everybody like that's been supporting me just up to this point, man, because a lot of times, man, a lot of cats don't want to be there when it's dark, just want to be there when it's light out, man. So right now, I just appreciate everybody. Y'all already know what it is, your boy, man. Yet again, Yeah, I'm telling y'all, every other Thursday I will be at the Platinum 144 Club. OG Radio will be live there. So like I said, if y'all that man, come kick it with your boy and come support me. Y'all already know what it is. Hey.
Hey.
What's that?
How are they?
I'm good.
So are you ready for tomorrow?
I'm ready for tomorrow. Yeah, I'm ready. For tomorrow, you know, I just had to let people know about that event, and I did have to let my announcement out the bag. I was trying to wait till like Monday, but you know me, I can't wait till Monday.
Can't hold water.
Huh?
You can't hold water.
No, I can, but I mean, this was something, you know, I mean, I've been trying to get for a minute, and like a lot of people have been like asking me these questions about me like going out into these places and doing my shows at clubs, and I just let everybody know that every other Thursday I'll be at the Platinum 144 Club. OG Radio will be there live doing my thing, supporting artists, be artists performing every Thursday. I'll be there every other Thursday because I might have another business plan open up, and like I said, I don't want that out the bag neither, but just to let everybody know, man, I will be at the Platinum 144 Club March 1st every other Thursday, man, so come kick it with your boy, man. But Tomorrow, y'all already know where I'm going to be. So go ahead and tell them where I'm going to be, so I don't mess up on the plug.
Okay. So tomorrow, Mr. AKA will be at the first annual Breast Cancer Awareness Hip Hop Party at the Beauty Bar. It's 1444 West Chicago Avenue. We got performances by Sinatris, Loch Ness Monster, Diggy Dolce from Empire Entertainment. We got Troy, Mike D, Young Lion, Devon Reynolds, AM. Let me see before I get to forgetting people. Alana DeVille is going to be performing. I got Why Me representative, who was actually Miss Illinois 2011. She's a breast cancer survivor, so she'll be in the building. This will all be hosted by Hot Hands of Empire Entertainment. So, and the cover is $10. So I want everybody out there supporting Be Strong, Stay Strong, Live Strong organization, also the Wax Foundation. That's about it.
That's it.
I'm just excited for tomorrow to come and go.
Yeah, I am so excited about this, man. I've been, like, plugging this all week, and I got people coming in. They tell me they're going to come through. Like I said, man, I told everybody to come out and support this, not just because of, you know, the regular norm. Everybody come to a club, support something, do a birthday. It's more than just music and entertainment. It's also some educational things. You know, people might want to sit down and really, you know, ask questions that they normally don't get to ask and get more information about something that people need a lot of information on. So, I mean, a lot of people don't know symptoms and they don't know, you know, what things trigger this or how to, you know, better your health, period. So, I mean, this is more than just a vent about music. It's about, you know what I'm saying, taking care of your body and getting more information about how to take better care of yourself and how to, you know, watch out for these symptoms and be aware of something. So hopefully everybody come
so
out.
We're going to have like a little discussion show on your show.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know me. I'm always up for that.
My main focus of starting Be Strong, Stay Strong, Live Strong organization is to target the urban communities in breast cancer awareness. Because they say that white women and non-Hispanics are the ones who get breast cancer, but blacks and Hispanics are the ones who die from it. So I want to aware all of my, you know, sisters out here, my Roseland girls, my Cayman City, all of my Madison girls, you know, all of my inner city girls from the low end, west side, you know, I'm finna hit this city hard with information because I never knew that at the age of 20, that, well, my doctor told me I could have had it for the past 2-3 years. So at the age of 25, another thing that I would get breast cancer. And I caught it at its latest stage because it did spread. So I'm just thankful that I did do my self-breast exam and find my lump and, you know, got it taken care of before, you know, something else was to happen. So that's the reason for this event, to spread breast cancer awareness in not just October, but 365 days a year.
Yeah, that's the main goal right there. That is the main goal that people need to know about.
I don't want you to see pink everywhere just in October. I want you to see pink all the time. So I'm excited for tomorrow. Well, I'm excited. Well, actually, I'm excited for tomorrow because technically tomorrow is my birthday. So I'll be 28. And today, since it's after 12 o'clock, it's a big event. So,
yeah. I'll be there, you know. We all be in the building. Everybody be out there kicking it. Me, I will be doing my radio. And hopefully my cars come in a minute, because I don't know when they get here, but my flight should be here by the morning. So hopefully I get it there. Right. That's right. Yeah, that too. Yeah, all that. Anyway, I mean, like I said, just come to this event, man. Like I said, I'm going to have too much fun, you know. I'm going to have my people with me. I'm going to have my godmother with me, too. Hopefully she's still be able to come. She's the best cancer survivor also. Kind of funny how both of y'all, you know, got, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of weird to me, but it's a good thing, though. It's a blessing in disguise, really, I feel like, because didn't even know she had cancer, but I honestly didn't even know. You know, I knew she had a heart condition and all that, but I didn't even know it. But as far as the cancer, I didn't even know that was a problem. So I'm just blessed that, you know, two people I really do care about will be are doing much, much better. So now we can party, and I can party a little bit, you know me. I got work to do tomorrow, so won't be doing a lot of partying. So, hey.
Hopefully tomorrow, because the event does end at 9. I want to go out to eat or something afterwards. I haven't discussed this with any of my team members. But, you know, hopefully tomorrow, you know, because the night's going to end early, and I know people are going to hit the club afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just trying to, you know, I haven't decided what I want to do after. I might come my ass home and go to bed because I'm probably going to be too tired to do anything. But I will be baby-free. So, you know, let me...
You're going to be outside?
I might be outside.
Yeah.
No, damn, yeah. We all need to be outside. But I need to do all of the things that I want to do before Monday, because Monday starts chemotherapy. And I know after going through chemotherapy, I'm going to be really tired. So I'm probably going to kick it real hard tomorrow and on Sunday.
Yep.
But I ain't finna keep you too much longer. But I will see you later today. And I love you, little brother. Text me.
Gotcha.
I'll TTYL.
Yep.
Bye.
So as y'all can see, I have a busy day tomorrow. Starting March 1st, having more busy days. But this is why I love doing what I do. That's why I tell everybody, do what you love and love what you do. And the rest, take care of yourself. So basically, that's what I'm living by. That's what I'm rolling with. And let's play a couple more songs before I get out of here. It's your boy, Miss AK, OG Radio, OGNT. That's my team. That's the family, man. So y'all already know what's up. And now I can get to the song with my girl, Teller, Poke It Out. Y'all check this out, man. It's your boy, Miss AK, OG Radio, man. Let's go.
Thank you. poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke that ass out if you wanna cash out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke that ass out if you wanna cash out.
All my girls sick. All my girls pretty, ass around the shack. I'm that girl up in my city. Jacked on location, rosé and white brim. I made it rain on them hoes, and I ain't spent a penny. I scoped out me a baller, had peeps and walking in. Icy than a bitch, him and all his friends. I didn't say a word, I just fell back in the cut. And out the corner of my eye, I seen some checking out my buttons. So I poke it out.
Poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke that ass out if you wanna cash out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke that ass out if you wanna cash out.
Hold up, let me see. What shall I wear? It's hotter than that thing, and that new needs some air. I am in the building, you are at the door. My sweater's up in heaven, yours on the floor.
Okay, so NBA Chucky, heard he trying to crush me. That boy got a bad cuss, I kinda like his ducky. I met him at Root Chris just to see what he about. Soon as I stepped up out the car, I turned and poked
okay,
my head.
Okay, 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 okay,
poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke that ass out if you wanna cash out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke that ass out if you wanna cash out.
Poke it out a little, poke it out a lot. Turn that ass around, girl, show 'em what you got. You the rawest thing, up in the spot. Cushion on the mouthpiece, champion fly. Poke it out a little, poke it out a lot. Turn that ass around, girl, show 'em what you got. You the rawest thing, up in the spot. Cushion on the mouthpiece, champion swag.
Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke that ass out if you wanna cash out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke it, poke it, poke that ass out. Poke that ass out if you wanna cash out.
Rose, she's taking off. There she goes. Beethoven on the track.
Another hour, another minute. She hit my phone and asked me how many girls did I love in there. Then I replied, I stayed away from them and in linens. Cause them bitches wanna ball, but at first it's a line of scrimmage. And that's the type of shit that I'm on. And if they say that life's a bitch, then her and my ex will probably get along. And this my song, this my song. Don't get loud, better watch your tone. Tripping hard, get off my phone. No lash of religion zone. Patty Maddie, funny. And I'ma be her quail man. Never let the left right hand. Even Superman was soft when he took his cape off. While one girl gets over me,
This is the life I chose. And girl, you choose to stay. I'll understand if you fall back. Jordan, fade away. And you won't fade away. I'll always have your spirit with me. Even when them girls want a menage and they ain't talking Nicky. I just want it quick. Miguel made it open. To you, I be your motivation. Miss Kelly Rowland. Need you for holding, not for someone I don't know. Cause when you show them hoes affection, then they blow up your phone. This game heavy. Ugly like Betty. And if you ain't ready, then we ain't going steady. Can so
I don't recollect your name.
Oh baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that the view really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way? Girl, how can we get that way?
Yeah, like I said, shout out to my boy Maintain and the whole Maintain NC. Everybody over there, man. Definitely keep on putting the team over there, man. Definitely shout out to him, man, even putting this whole thing together for me to be able to go to this club and do what I do. So, like I said, I'm like, that's fun. So, like I said, definitely shout out to everybody. Shout out to my girl Go Get Her being number one. Going down to my man breast cancer hip hop party, man. Definitely celebrate my sister Tania's birthday. So you know we're gonna get in and have fun and check me out, man. I'm on radio show live, man, so everybody come check me out. And like I said, man, I'm giving out, I'm doing interviews and talk to a lot of information about breast cancer and everything else that's going on. Plus, I'm playing some hot music, man. I mean, tune into my show and listen to what I got going on tomorrow. March 1st, Thursday, I will be at Platinum 144 Club live OG Radio. Everybody coming. I got a lot of stuff, and I appreciate it. Truly, I appreciate my whole team. OG, man, I appreciate all y'all do. I got going on. I appreciate how easy you make my job to be. So, you know, a lot of times, other things, but you know, as far as my team, they do make it so much easier for me to, you know, do other things and keep everything up to date and everything on schedule with all these artists. So I have fun doing what I do. Because I love what I do and keep on doing what I'm doing because of the team and the people I have around me, man. So I appreciate all y'all. So like I said, right now, man, I appreciate everybody and anybody, whoever supported me, whoever tweeted me, mentioned me, and for me to keep supporting these, no matter what, it's not from Chicago, that's on my show. So just keep supporting all these artists on my show, because that's what my whole show is about, man. It's about artists and their music and about them trying to get their music heard, trying to, you know what I'm saying, whatever they got going on, that's what we're trying to get put on them. So right now, man, keep supporting them. Keep supporting me. We're going to do what we do, man. I'm your boy, Mr. AK, man. Y'all know where I'm going to be at tomorrow live, the Beauty Bar, 144 West Chicago Ave. I get at y'all, man. Hey, y'all be safe out there, man. Wherever y'all going, y'all driving, not driving, be safe, man. Have fun. Like I said, at the end of all my shows, y'all already know what I'm finna say. Do what you love and love what you do, man. And the rest, take care of yourself, man. Your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OGNT, man. Y'all already know what it is. I'm out of here.